This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story of how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah of the Quran. So this is a very famous story, but subhanAllah, there's really a beautiful lesson to take from it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Hujurat, many of the companions were afraid. Okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. O you who believe, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, in essence, and one of the reasons why Surah Al-Hujurat is called Surah Al-Adab, the Surah of Manners, is because it teaches us complete adab, you know, adab between us and Allah, between us and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between the believers, and the non-believers. I mean, it just teaches us adab all around. The companions were absolutely frightened by this surah, especially the first two ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is admonishing the companions who were not showing proper adab to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, we find from Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu that you know, one narration is that they were raising their voices in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala censored even those two great men to lower their voices. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had this booming voice. When that ayah was revealed, it said that Umar radiallahu anhu used to speak so low in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have to ask him to repeat himself. That's Umar, whose voice was booming all the time. Now, the man who really felt targeted by this ayah was a man by the name of Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Thabit ibn Qais, to give you some context, was the khatib of the Ansar. He was the speaker of the Ansar. So he used to represent the people of Medina and all kinds of things. So he had the loudest voice. You know, he naturally had the loudest voice because he had to have the loudest voice. When there was a battle, when there was a gathering, he was their khatib. So Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he was one that used to call out to the Prophet ﷺ with a very loud voice. After the second verse of Surah Al-Hujurat was revealed, Thabit just disappeared. Now, the Prophet ﷺ noticed, as he would notice with everyone, that Thabit was not around. So he asked Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Ya Aba Amr, ma sha'nu Thabit? Said to him, O Abu Amr, meaning Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, what happened to Thabit? Where is he? Ishtaka, the Prophet ﷺ said, is he sick? You know, should we go visit him? Is he sick? We haven't seen him for a very long time. So Sa'd says, innahu lajari. Look, he's my neighbor. وَمَا عَلِمْتُ لَهُ بِشَكْوَى. And, you know, I don't know that he's sick. I've never heard anything about him being ill, even though he's my neighbor. Meaning, you know, if there was anyone that would know he's sick, and this shows you again the mentality of the Sahaba, it would be the neighbor of that man. So he says, you know, I don't think that he's sick, but let me go check on him. So Sa'd went to him, and Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu answered the door, and Thabit's eyes were bloodshot, meaning the amount of crying that he'd been doing was apparent in his eyes. And Sa'd says, مَا شَأْنُكُ, what's wrong with you? And he says, أُنزِلَتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ أَنِّي مِنْ أَرْفَعِكُمْ صَوْتًا عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He said, this ayah was revealed, and you all know, everyone knows, that I am from those that, you know, out of everyone, I raise my voice higher than anyone else over the voice of the Prophet ﷺ. Meaning, this ayah was directed towards me, فَأَنَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. So I'm definitely one of the people of hellfire. There is no way that I'm not going to hell. If Allah revealed an ayah of Qur'an condemning me, then I'm definitely going to hell. So Sa'd went back to the Prophet ﷺ, and he told the Prophet ﷺ what happened with Thabit, and the Prophet ﷺ says, بَلْ هُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. SubhanAllah. He said, rather, he's a person of paradise. SubhanAllah. So can you imagine what it felt like for Thabit to hear that? I mean, and out of this entire story, this entire incident, it starts off with a man thinking he's going to hell. Instead, by the end of it, he gets a guarantee from the Prophet ﷺ that he's going to Jannah. So subhanAllah, when Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard that, he started to call out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He just started to shout out takbir, and he went to the Prophet ﷺ and embraced him. That's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we constantly see. It ties in with what we covered a few episodes ago, this concept of never despairing from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it shows you, subhanAllah, how a person could be, as the Prophet ﷺ said, just a dhira'a, just, you know, an arm span away from hellfire. But then he does one of the actions of the people of paradise, and so he becomes one of the people of paradise. Thabit is that example, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of someone who went from being condemned to hellfire to being guaranteed by the Prophet ﷺ to enter into Jannah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also make us from the people of paradise. and not to make us from those who raise their voices above the voice of the Prophet ﷺ, that when we hear a hadith from the Messenger ﷺ, we prefer our own words to the ahadith of the Messenger ﷺ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us a people who adorn ourselves with the sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you tomorrow for another episode of People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.